Before we start today's show, I want to let you guys know that Gas Digital is offering a very special offer. With everyone practicing social distancing, a lot of people have a lot of free time on their hands. Maybe you're at home. Maybe you're watching a lot of movies. Maybe you're watching a lot of TV. Maybe a lot of radio. Maybe a lot of podcasts. Well, guess what? Gas Digital is offering a free 30-day trial of our premium service. Premium Gas Digital subscribers get access to the entire on-demand library, over 9,000 hours of the funniest uncensored podcasts on the planet. You get pre-release of all of our episodes, the live chat, uncensored, ad-free, and many other benefits. Go to gasdigitalnetwork.com and use the promo code RAP30 for a free 30-day trial.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Welcome back. It's the Real Ass Podcast. Monday morning show. What's up, motherfuckers? It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. Sunday night streams, the Sunday night hang. We're all getting stoned. We're drinking. We're all friends. Everyone's cool. Got a couple amazing guests on today's show. Zach D'Amico, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. To show my respect for this audience, I stopped watching a WWE pay-per-view to do this stream.
There's a WWE pay-per-view tonight. What is the pay-per-view?
Right now, Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. Wow. Look,
and I turned it off out of respect for our fans.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you, you know, I'm not gonna, it's not like, it's not a big deal, dude. It is just, you know.
It would be like, well, if just the same as somebody skipped a Game of Thrones or a Walking Dead or whatever show they like.
I feel like.
Yes, it's exactly the same.
Can I tell you why the difference real quick?
Because you're a hypocrite? Go ahead.
No, I'm not a hypocrite. Okay, you're just a hippo.
You're a hippo.
Shannon, give me a fucking drop on that one. Thank you very much. So, no, Zach, wrestling is like year-round. It's a nonstop storyline. There's always something new. Brock Lesnar's always coming back. The Undertaker's always undefeated and about to, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's just the difference. Game of Thrones is finite.
Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
That's Zach's character, is it? Zach's
blah,
wrestling.
Blah, 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 blah.
Zach's wrestling name is blah.
So there's
blah,
a difference
blah, blah,
between
blah.
You skipping a UFC and me skipping this, is what you're saying.
Hey man, I'm telling you right now, for the Real Ass Podcast, I would skip my own fucking mother's funeral. And it's Mother's Day.
You did.
No, I didn't. I was at my mother's funeral. We're gonna talk about my mom's funeral today. Real Ass Podcast. Welcome to Real Ass Podcast. Talk about my mom's funeral. Happy Mother's Day.
I don't want
to my mom had the saddest funeral in the world. And not as sad as in like funerals are always sad. It was pathetic. It was sad for a funeral. So we're going to get into that. We have three incredible guests. Colin Terrell's here. What's up, son?
Yo, what's going on, man?
Chilling, dude.
I don't know if I'll remember this tomorrow. I've been drinking all day.
Good. I like it. The drunker you are, the better it is, dude. You get a little fucking crazy, get a little antsy.
Yeah? Yeah, let's say some shit that we regret.
Oh, that was last week's for me.
Every time I do Real Ass Podcast, I wake up the next day and my Twitter's lit up and gone, I can't believe you said that. I'm like, what did I say? I have to watch it back.
Why would you? I like it. You say all the things that I want to say. To be honest with you, Colin Terrell's
funny jokes.
More real ass than me. Thank you, Zach. Also, on today's show, we have very, very excited to have the gals from Broad Topics. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Kimberly Congdon.
Hey. It's weird that you said gals and then you only introduced one of us.
And Alex Scarlato, I'm not good at this. I don't know why you listen to me.
Yeah, it's nice to be here.
What's going on? Right. Kim's down in Florida right now with the family. Alex is fucking doing her thing with her family. I'll tell you right now, it has brought families together. Unless your family members are dead. Unless they died.
Oh, I wish this brought your family together.
That'd be fucking great. That's why everyone's like, oh, dude, my mom's going to die. My dad's going to die. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, this is an equal playing field now.
Yeah.
Lewis loves this.
Welcome to the club. You know, yeah, parents die. Welcome to fucking life. You weren't four when they died, you know? So whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, I respect that.
Sorry that I'm going to give you a shot of fucking real ass in the arm.
It's right almost better at four.
Is it?
Imagine that about a lot of things.
imagine having to grow up and like love them a lot and then they die.
Is it better at 4 for your parents to die
than it is at 24? Probably.
No.
Never has there been a movie like about a guy who loses his parents at 32. It's always about someone who, like Batman. If Batman's parents died in their old age from cancer.
Yeah, he would have never become Batman, to be honest with you. Exactly. If he was 32, he would have been like, he would not have been motivated at all. He had to watch his parents die.
You're a Puerto Rican Batman, dude.
Look, it's better at like 2 or 3 to have no memory at all. I would have rather had my dad live till, you know, or not really, you know, I have no regrets. No regrets, bro. Parkour.
That doesn't count for your dad being stabbed to death. Yes, that motto, I don't think.
I swear to God, yes, it does. I 100%. I would not bring him back if I could.
If you could rewrite history, you would have the guy stab him again?
Just literally harder. So he could say the motto, no regrets. The only reason on his podcast.
So I get a bumper sticker on my car.
Does the tattoo make sense?
Yeah. A misspelled tattoo.
No regrets. No, and I've talked about this so many times. It's, you know, fucking, it's the butterfly effect. It's chaos theory, Kimberly Congdon. I would not be sitting here with you people had my dad not been stabbed. We would not have this incredible podcast. We would have a real-ass fucking podcast had Hector Gomez not been stabbed to death outside of a strip club at 4 o'clock in the morning in 1986. This is a fact.
You're right. I'm happy about it.
Yeah.
See? So, yeah. This is it. You can't have any regrets. This is it. You're here right now for a fucking reason. Kim, you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
Is Florida motivating you?
To do what?
To get in shape, eat right, fucking the sun, the beach, all that stuff.
Yeah, all that stuff's been nice. I've been doing all that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I feel like I've never heard of Florida motivating anybody in my life. Like, ever.
It's just been nice because it's hot. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, because that's my thing. When it's cold, I am not motivated at all. All I want to do is I want to shove cookies into my face, and I want to lie around and do nothing. And then as soon as it gets a little bit humid out, and I walk up a set of stairs, and my fat thighs are all stuck together, and I feel like there's the sweatiness and the grossness, that's when I get motivated. And at that point, it's too late. It's July. It's like, all right, well, I'm not going to get my body in shape now. It's over.
Yeah. At that point, you're like, I guess I have to start getting bigger for winter so I stay warm.
Yes, exactly. It's fucked up, man.
Lucius has meatballs in his cheeks to save.
It really is. It is Mother's Day. We have to talk about moms today. I really want to talk about mothers. We have to celebrate moms. If there are any moms in your homes right now, we need to get them on the show at one point.
I can't. I think my mom's literally breaking up with my stepdad right now in the kitchen. I had to go out there and tell him to quiet it down before my podcast.
Kim, I have a question, Kim. Do you think that they would be willing to hash it out on the show and see if we'll see what the problem is, we'll see what the fight is, and we will decide who's right in the fight?
Are we going to Steve Wilkos?
The way that I would never let the real ass podcast fans into my parents' marriage.
It would be, you thought about it? Kim's funny first because I saw in her face, she was like, that would be pretty funny.
It would be good, maybe if it was on my podcast. I can't shame my family for someone else's podcast.
Advice, you are being too Puerto Rican. You are being too Puerto Rican. That's.
I don't like that you guys. If we had any moms in the chat, yeah. If there's a woman in the chat, she had a kid at 12.
No, I didn't say in the chat. I meant in the house, in any of your houses. If there's any moms in your houses, I want to get them on the show today. We want to talk to the moms.
Any of anyone in the apartment complex, and anyone, just drag some moms in here.
It's really Kim and Alex. Both of their moms are home, right?
Yeah, I just texted my mom to see if she wants to come up and be.
Yes. We'll talk to Alex's mom about embarrassing moments in her life. This is great, guys. This is great. Fucking.
I'm definitely
this
not. This is almost like a morning show. I don't know.
Your mom, Alex, you're old cum, right?
Yeah. I'm old cum for sure.
What's that like? It's like new money, but it's like old.
No, you can always tell when people are old cum, like when their parents are old people, like way too early. And Alex is definitely old cum. Like, do you ever meet a kid who's like 22 and he's like, my back hurts, and you just know he's old cum?
I heard someone say that, and that is so spot on.
He just has old school expressions and stuff.
Yeah. Like a kid that's 23 but dresses like an old man, you know that like his parents are like 85 and they had him too late because they focused on their careers.
Alex already has osteoporosis.
Alex
drinks a glass
sucking
of
on a hard candy for no reason.
Alex drinks a glass of regular milk every night before bed, and that's true.
I do. It's delicious. I want to say.
Pearl Harbor runs deep for Alex.
Alex says 23 skidoo when she comes.
How old were your parents when they had you, Alex?
My mom was 36. My dad was 46.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, the dad, yeah, that is old cum. The mom, that's not, 36 isn't that old. For I guess back then it's a
back then it was.
It's a miracle, baby. It's a last ditch. Last shot.
Mm-hmm. So, your dad, so how old is your dad now?
73, 74, something like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I could fuck your dad up. Like, my son's kind of close to your age. Like when you really think about it, like my son's probably as close to your age as you are to my age.
Wait,
how old are you, Alex?
I'm 27.
Alex could be 21 or she could be 30. I have no idea.
Yeah, old cum.
I've never listened to her talk.
I'm 27, Lewis. Jeez.
You're 27. All right, so you're 20 years older than my son.
Alex ages in lighting like the fucking lady in the bathtub in The Shining.
Alex, you do look like you were formerly like the child in A Scary Story. When you grew up.
Yeah. What are they doing now, BuzzFeed? 10 years later. She was the scary child from the shower.
She'll still never tell.
I love that.
Her twin died.
And she knew exactly what it was and who she was.
Yeah, no, it's me. He nailed it. I don't know what to say.
What did you do for your mom for Mother's Day, Alex?
I made dinner. That was pretty much it, but I feel like a piece of shit.
All soft foods.
Yeah.
She didn't cough at her. Tablets.
I made ravioli. It was good.
And her dinner? She doesn't know what day it is. It's me, your daughter.
Happy Mother's Day. I'm not going to touch you with unwashed hands.
You aren't allowed to see her.
You refilled her weekly pill allotment?
Kim, what did you do for your mom? You didn't do shit. You're nice. You're nice to your mom.
I got my mom balloons, chocolates, a pair of pants, and we went to lunch.
Balloons and chocolate. Why would your mom want balloons? She's
because me and my mom are fucking. What do you want me to say? We're dating. I don't know.
Yeah. Slip it in.
My mom, strange balloon.
How
weird. It was a Happy Mother's Day balloon. Her favorite chocolates.
Happy Mother's Day pants.
Yeah, and some pants I found at Walgreens.
Literally. What are you supposed to give your mom? Is it supposed to be like a big gift day for your mom? You're supposed to take your mom to brunch. You're supposed to spend the day with her.
Right, but everything's closed.
I think you're supposed to get flowers.
Lewis was listening to all the stuff he wishes for forever. He's like, what are you doing, balloons?
I got flowers. I put them on her grave.
You want to go for dinner?
You can't find it.
You still do flowers? No. Do you still do flowers? Today?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I don't. My mother does not have a headstone. To this day, my mother does not. I couldn't find my mom's grave if I tried.
I mean, by the rules of decomposition, by now your mom doesn't have a head.
Oh, come on.
Come on. Come on.
Come on, man. My mother, she's fucking watching down right now. She's listening to this podcast.
She's watching up.
They have this podcast on a loop in hell. It's a real ass podcast over and over and over again. So she's hearing this. It's not okay.
What do you do? Just like do a little
the bit. Circle underneath has SDR.
Yeah. My mother was I mean, I don't know if I did anything for my mother for Mother's Day. I remember one time I crashed her car on Mother's Day.
Nice. And dude. Hell yeah. Out of respect. Yeah, like a Puerto Rican.
I just crashed her car. And then I remember I went to KFC where I worked and I was freaking out. I was like, fuck, what am I going to do? And my manager was like, what you got to do is you got to pretend, because there was a dent in the front of the car. He's like, go across the street to the shopping center, go buy flowers, call the cops, call in a fake police report and tell them you were buying your mom flowers for Mother's Day. And somebody hit the car while you were inside.
And then I was like, fine, that's fucking great. And then I did that, and the cops came. The cops didn't believe me at all. And I went home with the flowers. And I was like, Mom, I mean, I hadn't bought my mom something in years. Like, there's no, it was psychotic that I thought that this thing would work. I was like, I bought you these flowers. Dude, she started punching me. It's just punching me as hard as she can. My friends were all there. And I remember I had my, because I was in high school, I'm fat now, but I was very fat in high school. So what I would do is I would just be walking around, and sometimes I would just roll my ankle. Like, I would just fall.
That's so fat.
Yeah.
Really
just, Zach, did you ever roll? Do you ever, that's a fat guy move. Do you ever just like be walking?
Zach doesn't have ankles.
Zach, did you ever roll your ankle?
That's rookie fat, dude. That's rookie fat. You're talking about Zach. Zach's been.
No, I broke my ankle really bad wrestling. So I'm all fucked up.
Zach broke his ankle just watching wrestling one time. He got too excited.
Dougie, I used to just walk. And this is like, I would just be walking and be like, hey, guys. And then for some reason, my fat foot would fucking turn a little bit underneath me. And I'd go, ooh, and I'd be on the floor. And everyone would just laugh at me.
Honestly, twisting your ankle is like a hella fat thing to do. Only fat people twist their ankles all the time. Yes. All the time. A fat person loves twisting their ankle.
I would do it walking, though. Not even like running or jogging or playing basketball. Anytime I played basketball as a kid, it was a foregone conclusion. I was twisting my ankle without a doubt. I was deciding to twist my ankle every time I played.
I would be in constant fear if that was me, like just walking around.
So I had a cane.
Alex, every single bone on your body could break at any second.
It's a windy day.
Hey, osteoporosis scarlata, stay out of it.
Such different things would happen to Alex and Zach if they fell off a building at the bottom.
Yeah, we race them to the end.
We prove gravity.
Yeah. And yeah, my mom, I had a cane, and she just started chasing me. And I remember my friends left like their book bags, and this girl Kat that I knew, she had like her varsity jacket that she like won for like a championship like volleyball tournament or whatever. And my mom, they all left her stuff in her Dodge Neon that I had just fucking crashed. And my mom's just chasing us through the night, and I'm like hobbling around on a cane, and she's trying to beat me and my friends up. She wants to hit everybody. She's like trying to hit people right now. She took everybody's stuff and threw it off of a bridge. Like all their book bags. Like this girl's varsity jacket, this girl cried for like a month.
Wow, that's great.
That's a funny story that went sad real quick.
My mom didn't give a fuck, dude. It was a Dodge Neon. It was like, if she had insurance, it wouldn't have been a problem. Like, nobody lives that way.
I love when people, I love being that guy where you tell like a sad story about like your childhood or something, and then they don't react in the funny way. It's like, yeah, my dad used to like put cigarettes out of my leg, and now you're laughing, and everyone else just looks at you going, is that okay? And you're
like when you don't realize it was abuse.
You thought it was like, yeah, we're all relating to each other. Yeah. That's what Lewis just did. He's like relating to us, and we're like, sorry, man.
You guys remember how bad uncle kisses taste?
Remember the first time your uncle fucked you?
I don't know. I had we all had dysfunctional childhoods. I know Kim did. Kim had a crazy dysfunctional childhood. Alex, you probably had a normal childhood. Your mom's all sweet. Your parents are together still.
Lots of Werther's originals.
I knew.
A lot of blame the Japs for a lot of stuff. They hated the Japs.
Yeah, I guarantee
the stories about Korea.
Alex's mom describes Asians as Orientals for sure.
Alex's father is definitely overtly racist.
Mildly overtly racist.
There's no way. He's in his 70s.
Yeah, but that's mild when you go to like a famous buffalo wing place and they're like, mild is hot. Hot is really hot.
It's a different thing.
Yes, but on the hood in years.
Yeah. That's just a different, different generation in their 70s. For sure racist. Did you do anything for your mom today, Zach?
We sent her flowers, which bad move having the Saturday delivery, extra like $45. And then I sent my mom, my grandma, my aunt, the rose quartz face rollers.
Mm, those are nice. I just got one of those.
Yeah, I got kits for my mom, my aunt, my grandma. And then I have another gift for my mom that I'm going to give to her the next time I can see her.
So that's the best part about not having a mom. It's just like one less gift to buy.
That's true.
Yeah. On all the holidays. Dead
so I could buy less gifts.
Never thought about it like that, but it's
there's true. Also way less gifts to get if you have a good mom. Mm.
What?
What do you mean?
It's way less gifts that you receive.
Oh, right.
You got to weigh it out on how good of a gift giver your alive or not alive mom was.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I take mine back.
Yeah, I get good gifts. I'm going to be losing when my mom dies.
Does your mom give good gifts, Kim?
My mom got me a pair of AirPods.
Oh,
Your mom's like, Kim's mom's like, she'll like fucking spend a lot of money on Christmas, but not pay the mortgage that month.
Right.
Yeah, that's
like Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I have to. Yeah, I have to get off this podcasting because they're gonna shut the lights off.
But that's for daughters. Daughters get good gifts, and sons get nothing.
I get a lot of booze from my mom's side of the family.
Yeah, they come to his comedy shows and they're like, "Boo!" Yeah, I didn't get shit. I remember the first year I stopped getting gifts from my mom for Christmas. It was heartbreaking. I thought she hid them somewhere. I literally looked in other rooms.
No, that is sad.
I looked in other rooms. I was like, there's no fucking way I woke up and I really don't have Christmas gifts.
How old were you?
Lewis, that was a mausoleum.
How old were you?
10 or 11.
Oh,
it's too young to stop getting gifts. Yeah.
10 or 11. Yeah. First year gifts. I was like, there's no fucking way.
She caught you jacking off. She was like, you know what? We're done with this.
No, my mom also weirdly pushed me into jacking off.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Another one we can't relate to.
I'm in. I'm listening. Your mom pushed me into jacking off too, actually.
No, she did. She wanted to, my mom, she just didn't hit the mark on a lot of ways. You know, she was trying to be a good mom. So my mom tried to be like open-minded about like sexuality and like nudity and like, but she was like a heroin addict hooker. So she just wasn't the person to sort of like, it was a sensitive sort of subject. So my mom bought me my first porno magazines and like.
How old were you though?
10 or 11. That was my Christmas gift. Yeah,
way too young. My dad showed me a penthouse at like 13. And I'd say that was on the border of too young.
I don't think I'll ever show my son a nudie magazine. That sexuality is not something that I'm doing
with him. It's a weird thing to share. Like, look at these titties. Look, we're both going to get boners next to each other looking at these titties. It's like, what a weird thing.
Well, I mean, you know, mom a lot was of dads trying,
and sons do that, but it's very strange.
I think your mom was trying to play both roles and be the dad there, but right. She just didn't know how to do it. It was a nice gesture, but just way off the mark.
Yeah, she didn't understand. Exactly. And I think that is true. I think she was trying to sort of like, but she was also trying to be open-minded and like, but
wait, didn't you guys play Naked Monopoly?
She wanted to. See, she suggested it.
What? Wait, what?
Yeah, hold on.
Is it strip
unbuckle this?
No, not strip Monopoly. Yeah. Every time you pass go, you had to take another item of clothing off.
Did she want to play that for real?
My mom suggested when I was maybe 10 or 11. By the way, I don't remember. I'm just saying it's all 10 or 11, right? It probably wasn't. Who knows?
Give or take 5 years. Yeah, whatever.
But yeah, she suggested that me, my sister, and her get naked and play a game of Monopoly together.
Why?
Because she just wanted
to. They didn't have Twister.
Give her a fucking gas attack, Shannon. God damn it. Alex is on the board. 2 points right there. Yeah, I have no idea. She just had a weird thing. She was trying to be a hippie.
Does hippie mean fuck her kids? What does that mean?
Well, then I'm a hippie, I guess. Hippie dippy, call them.
Oh, boy. That's weird.
I don't know.
Every time I look at a 14-year-old girl, I'm like, peace, man.
Yeah.
I guess right Monopoly, on. I guess I go, Monopoly right really on. Does tear families apart.
I go, fuck the man. Fuck the man. Fuck the system.
Yeah, she was a very strange, strange woman. There was times that there was like good times, but it was all bad. When I think back about like the level of abuse, that's where it was like really, really bad. So any of the good shit, it sort of didn't matter, you know?
Right.
This is sad.
All like,
dude, I'm sorry for you, dude. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. No. I want you to make fun of it.
Dude, no, I'm sorry. No, it sucks.
Guys, tell me something sad about you. I'll make fun of it, Colin. Good.
Sad about me?
Sad about me.
All right.
Sorry, I see your voice.
Yeah, my parents beat us up, but like, I mean, I don't have anything to top you.
What? Yeah, well, no, I know. It's Ireland.
That's yeah, we should have done this in ethnicity order.
Yeah,
did anybody's weird. Parents not? I bet you Alex's parents didn't hit her.
Absolutely not. They did not.
No, because they would have broken their bones.
They could. They're in the timber frame going, you stay over there. I've done it. When I
can't. Alex's parents hit her, the whole family would have turned to dust.
Alex's dad wound up to hit her like this.
I used to literally just
come, get- you. Come on, see? You want to put up with me? Come on.
Alex, what do you want, a knuckle sandwich? See?
You're Christopher abusing, see?
When I was bad as a small kid, they would just put me in the corner, which meant that I had to just face the corner for like 15, 20 minutes till I cooled off, and then that was my punishment.
My parents had to stop doing that because I started talking to the corner and it freaked them out.
Nice.
Because she went, the one time my mom put me in the corner and apparently she walked by and I was just having a conversation and I was looking in the corner and pointing at my mom and went, can you believe she put me in the corner? And she's like, oh, I'm making him schizophrenic.
You were just
I
in the corner, was it? Real ass corner?
I put my mom in the coroner.
All right.
Thank you.
Hell yeah, dude.
Thank you. Dude. Guys, I will be here all night. I'm really crushing it with bad for you dead I mom jokes. You. This is great. No, I don't want you to feel bad. I'm just, now I know that it makes you uncomfortable. I'm just going to keep doing that.
Well, it's weird. It's weird that.
I'm kidding. My mom's alive. He's right here. Yeah. So,
come on. It's just a ghost next to him.
Nice. Yeah. But what about your dad? Is he black? Your dad's black, is he? Or is that?
My dad was Afro-Puerto Rican. And yeah, my dad.
You love saying Afro-Puerto Rican. It really pisses me off.
I love saying the N-word, so I tell everyone that I'm Afro-Puerto Rican.
Are you Afro-Puerto Rican, or is that just a bit?
I am. I swear to God.
His dad looked like Eazy-E.
Yeah, my dad was very black.
AIDS-ridden.
I don't remember my father at all either. I remember a couple things. And my sister told me recently a memory. She was like, yeah, one time I remember you like jumped on like a bag of laundry while the laundry was folded, and then my dad beat the shit out of me, and she like remembers that. I was like, oh great, well he was also a piece of shit.
Was that after you guys played Naked Sorry?
You and your family.
They just always played naked board games.
They're just naked something. Yes. Shooting ladders naked. For no real reason.
There's no reason to have your little wiener out during board games.
During Monopoly, can you imagine having to pick up a chance card with your little tiny dick out? That's
sitting at the dining room table with your balls just on the fucking chair.
You roll doubles three times, you have to go to jail with your fucking dick out in front of your mom.
Lewis didn't learn until his 30s, and he's just like, okay, let's play Monopoly. Everyone, dick out.
You play Naked Operation with your mom, and every time she gets shocked, her nipples get hard.
Naked Hungry Hungry Hippo, and just put my dick on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It was fucking... It was just sort of a wacky, when you're like in it as a kid, you don't think it's as bad as it is.
Right.
But then fucking, yeah, it wasn't good. But Alex seems like she had a good childhood. And Zach, you had a decent childhood. I met your parents.
Yeah, I have no complaints.
Yeah, I was happy. I was real happy.
Yeah, everyone's happy in their childhood.
I feel like everyone with a happy childhood on this podcast has an eating disorder. Yeah. What are you going to say? You know,
it all depends where you're from, though. I've talked to a lot of fucking Americans, and they talk about like
the more of me to hug my alive parents with, bitch.
Zach, my mom may be dead, but guess what, Zach? Guess what?
You'll be joining our
chicken
soon.
Butt.
Your mom, it's coming. You're gonna have to.
My mom is coming right now. I hope so.
Your mom's death is coming. All of you people that make fun of my dead mom, just realize that your moms are going to be dead, and I'm already over my mom's death. Like, way over it.
You couldn't ask your dad, so no, you are not.
I'm over it. You think I'm not over my mom's death?
He's over until he hears the word boardwalk.
Hey, guys, let's take a quick second and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Yo Kratom, yokratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. If you're over the age of 21,
and you guys are using Kratom or thinking about using Kratom, make sure you grab your Kratom from yourkratom.com. With social distancing, nobody wants to go down to the local smoke shop or gas station to grab your Kratom. Buying it online is by far the easiest and fastest way to do it. You get it delivered right to your door, and make sure you get it from yourkratom.com. They're super supportive of both this show, Skankfest South, which is happening in September, and also the brand new Real Ass Dude cartoon they're sponsoring as well. So they love everything that we're doing, and we love everything that they're doing. So make sure, if you guys are already grabbing Kratom and you're over the age of 21, make sure you do it through Yo Kratom. All right, where were we?
All right. Great app. Great appy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, don't be all fucking sad, Calm. Stop being a pussy, dude. We're talking about moms. What do you think is going to be a happy episode when I talk about moms? It's a Mother's Day episode.
I didn't know it was Mother's Day. I didn't know we were going to bring up a big fucking, like, hey, my mother fucking died episode thing. Like,
all right, so fine. Get happy thoughts. Fine, Colin. What are we talking? I got other things.
Let's talk about my mother.
Little Richard. Little Richard is dead.
Who's that?
That's my dad.
His dad, Little Richard. Little Richard, the singer.
Yeah, he died. Some guy died. Yeah.
What song did he sing, Zach?
Tutti Frutti.
See?
Good golly, Miss Molly. He was like a pioneer of rock and roll.
No, he wasn't.
Yes, he absolutely was.
A pioneer of rock and roll, dude. He was like a fucking weirdo, like fucking fruit bat.
Pioneer of rock and roll. You're out of your fucking mind. Little Richard, rock and roll pioneer, variety.com.
I mean, it literally says it right there. It couldn't be more clear than
No, you're wrong.
I couldn't have been more right.
I agree with Lewis. Lewis. No.
I like that one of the tabs is Lewis J. Gomez fat.
Shut up, you fucking whore.
Hey, you were talking about it. I was prepared.
Can we click on that? I want to see the results.
Shut up, you just always have Lewis J. Gomez fat up and ready to go, you bitch.
No, you were talking about it. I didn't know it when you were rolling your ankles. I was getting prepared.
Okay.
Look at you. Loves it. Shannon loves it.
I wonder, you mind, you're skinnier there than you are now, Lewis. In that photo, you are skinnier than you are now.
No, that's Bob Kelly.
You're playing guitar. You look great.
So, look, I told Harrington to call in. I told Harrington to call in too because I guess Dylan and Harrington.
Did you get him a phone?
You know what I fucking meant.
How does he connect to Wi-Fi if he's living in a park?
No, he's living with his parents right now. I met Harrington's dad on Zoom the other day.
Harrington has parents.
Harrington's dad is
That's sadder than I could imagine.
Can you imagine Harrington being born as a newborn in someone's arms?
He was probably a cute baby. He's probably a cute baby. That's what actually bothers me about my son, because I know Harrington was probably an adorable little kid, and like then he grew up to be this, and it's like there's a chance my son's going to end up being a Harrington one day.
He's in the chat.
Homeless, sleeping in a park, and the whole time you just have like parents that are like love you.
I mean, we were doing Believe in Me the other day. I'm doing a podcast with Michael Bisping, former UFC middleweight champion. Harrington forgets to mute his microphone. So at one point, his dad starts yelling at him because Harrington's a fucking grown man living at home at this point. So it's just like, just the same way your parents would yell at you when you're 15 years old. And we said it like all
42.
Yeah. We had uncomfortable.
My mom threatened to slap me in the face right before the last podcast. Remember, Alex?
Yeah, I do.
Why? What'd you do?
I told her to stop talking. She told me to make her because I was in her house.
Kim, I think you had that exact conversation before. Shit. Kim really knows how to draw it out of you. So she said she was going to slap you.
Mm-hmm.
And what'd you say?
And then I was like, I'll slap you back. And she was like, bitch, I wish you would. And I was like, damn, you're right. You will hit me. And I just have to take it in front of my friends. So I have to stop talking now. And that was it.
Yeah.
She can still hit me. It's sad.
Have you ever hit your mom back?
No. I think I pushed her when I was in high school. I never hit her.
Yeah.
One time, though, she broke her leg. So she was like, she broke like two bones in her leg. So for like a month, she was like rolling around in wheelchairs and crutches. And she tried to hit me. She tried to throw something at me. And I took her wheelchair and I threw it outside and she had to go crawl to it. I was like, you shouldn't have hit me, bitch.
You should put it on the roof. Sorry, roofed it.
She tells everyone that story like I was like an axe murderer that chased her through the woods and like found her and dragged her out. But yeah, she deserved it.
So Harrington, what'd you do for your mom for Mother's Day?
Yeah.
I First and foremost, she woke up to a bunch of awesome flowers on the kitchen table. Then, you know, we had breakfast together this morning.
Harrington, hold on. Let me say, here's what Harrington did. Harrington's good. He's a fucking, he's a scumbag. And I want to point this all out. Did you see what he did there?
Yeah, Harrington picked flowers from neighbors' yards.
Oh, no, he said she got
like a child.
She woke up to a bunch of beautiful flowers. I said, what did you do for your mother? He didn't say flowers. I got her flowers. He said she woke up to a bunch of beautiful flowers. I'll tell you right now, I'm a detective here. Harrington is a fucking scumbag. He did not buy her flowers. This was a gift from probably her husband, and now he is somehow taking credit.
Lewis is like,
wrote his name on it like a kid. Added his name to the thing.
Lewis is like, Judge Judy. He just goes, well, did you get them?
She woke up to flowers, a diamond necklace, and a hand turkey.
She had a roof over her head. My mother loved everything.
I love that someone in the chat said Mike couldn't wait to use the word foremost.
You asshole. So Lewis is half right, right? One of the flowers right? One of the things I got was a really nice plant that I actually had a fan hit me up about, asked me the name of, because he wants to get it for his mom. So I'm doing real good. The other set of flowers was from my uncle, but like I arranged it and everything, and like went to the store to pick them up for him.
You put the two flowers beside each other?
Yeah.
Do you think you have fans, Harrington?
Well, I meant like one of the Believe You Me fans. But yeah, sure. I think I do have. I mean, people bought my T-shirt when I fought you, so I have fans.
No, that's how much of fans I have. Is that you fought me?
That's how much people hate Lewis. Nobody likes you.
Nobody likes you, dude. If you were fighting somebody else, do you think they're buying your T-shirt? You fucking.
I'm gonna fight Dylan. I'm gonna have a new T-shirt design, and I guarantee it'll sell.
I think you're on a mall, Dylan. Can I just say, like, I hate you normally, but you're on a mall, Dylan, dude.
Beyond a shadow of a doubt.
I've got huge money on you.
Listen to me. I'm training.
I've got huge boots.
I'm training Harrington. I'm telling you, there's no way.
Okay. I'm not.
No way he wins this fight. Harrington is a puddle of shit. I'm telling you right now. There's no fucking way.
Lewis.
Harrington. I also called Harrington at a lie. Oh, we got to talk about this because we have Dylan here as well. Because we should talk about their fight because we're ramping things back up.
Lewis, what could you possibly be teaching Harrington how to slow punch a guy? It's the slow punch technique.
Listen to me.
This is Fighting With Your Shirt On 101 by Lewis J. Gomez.
Getting out of breath within 5 seconds by Lewis J. Gomez.
Step one, say you get rashes.
I really do. I have sensitive skin. Cam, back me up on this.
His skin's fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah?
I got you, Lewis. Don't worry.
Thanks, girl. Yeah, the hell yeah. Kim gets it.
No, I've trained enough that I can train Harrington. Harrington doesn't know shit. He needs the baseline basics. Harrington needs to learn how to throw a fucking jab and learn how to throw a cross. He's not going beyond that. And the problem is Harrington's also in insanely terrible shape. I caught Harrington lying the other day. This morning?
On a park bench.
Underneath a fridge.
Oh, 3 points on that one.
God, I almost choked on my water.
Harrington, you suck, Harrington.
Harrington, you
fuck up, you immigrant.
Harrington,
I'll stay here all day.
Harrington said that he's working out every day now. For no reason. He brought it up like nobody was even talking about working out. He was like, yeah, dude, she's feeling great, dude, working out every day. Harrington, will you please explain to everybody what you told me today your workout regimen is that you're doing every day right now?
First and foremost, it started because you were talking about
foremost. Stop saying first and foremost.
Why does he keep doing that? You sit him down in an office once that belongs to his mom.
It's my dad's office, A. B.
He's just been sitting in front of that chair saying first and foremost on your screen every day.
First and foremost. First and foremost.
For this interview.
First and foremost.
Harrington, you look different.
Yeah, there's 3 hours in photo booth of me doing that over and over again. You broke it. You brought it up, Lewis, about getting on your workout regimen today because you brought up your gay jump ropes. But the what I've been doing is 50 laps in the pool every day.
Hold on, pause. If anybody's ever swam 3 laps in a pool, I just want to just point out how difficult it is to even swim 5 laps in a pool. Harrington is claiming that he swims 50 laps. Now keep on going, Harrington. What else are you doing?
Well, it's an above ground pool.
No, it's not.
He's walking. He's just like, yeah, he's like that old woman who's just like just moving through the pool.
Right, 50 laps.
Is it a baby pool?
Yeah, he's just walking through the baby pool. Hell yeah, Shannon. Shannon's even like,
Shannon's trashing you. That's a little fucking.
Shannon's trashing you, you know.
Tim Dillon was a state champion swimmer. Like, big guys can swim. Like, you know, that's just how it is. Like, you can.
We're not talking about in Little Boy Come.
Dude, you're using Tim Dillon as your physical.
Your fitness inspiration.
Mike!
Just rowing team used Tim Dillon as a fucking boat. That doesn't count.
This is when Tim was in high school.
Tim Dillon
wasn't a big fat fuck when he was swimming in high school. Okay, Harrington, huge. All right, so you say you swim 50 laps a day.
Yeah, and then I do 50 push-ups, 50 squats, and 100 sit-ups.
Okay, so now here's the thing: he does 50 push-ups. I watch Harrington. Harrington cannot do 10 push-ups. I watched him. He became a Superman. Now, here's what he said, because here's where I caught him in the bullshit, okay? Because I said, what are you doing? He goes, I'm swimming. And then he goes, I was like, well, how much swimming? He goes, I'm swimming 100 laps. That's what he said. And I was like, whoa. And he goes, no, I'm sorry, 50. And I was like,
yeah.
Still, whoa, it's crazy. Then he goes, well, no, I'm not just swimming 50 laps. I'm breaking it up. I swim 15 laps and I get out and I do 50 push-ups. Then I go and I do 15 laps. I get out, I do 50 squats. It's you're lying.
You'd be so much more fit if you were doing that. You look like no,
Mike. You're counting
like fucking beef Chuck Liddell.
Yeah. Are you counting one lap as there and back, and you do that 50 times?
Yeah, so that's why I came to 100, because I in my head I count them single, so I count like down as one, back as two, but that's only one.
You're
so
doing laps in dog years.
how long is it even possible? Like, how long is it?
Do your parents have a bathtub in the backyard and that's what you're doing?
And they have an Olympic size swimming pool.
It's not Olympic size, but it's a nice size pool.
Harrington,
what's a nice size, dude? What's a nice size?
I don't know.
You're a liar.
I'm not lying.
I bet Harrington also says he has a nice size dick.
Yeah. I'm actually
a nice size.
I have a big dick.
Dylan's a liar too. We figured this out on the show. You can bring Dylan.
Is Dylan here?
Dylan's here. Dylan's also. So it's okay. It's liar versus liar. The real ass fight of the century.
What did I lie about?
I don't know. Dylan,
I can tell you lied by just saying that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a liar.
What have I ever lied about?
I'll be the first to admit I'm a liar, but I am not lying about my workout regime.
Come on, dude. Come on.
So we gotta figure this fight out, because Harrington is, he's apparently training very hard. Dylan, are you doing anything for the fight to prepare for it?
Yeah, my bad.
Just ripping my vape, Jewel, and fucking on TikTok.
Sometimes I put my hood down. Sometimes I wear it up. I just,
just fucking surfing the gnar.
I am
trying to get as fucking pitted as I can. I've trying to get
boxing capitalism. I'm in the shadow of boxing capitalism, dude.
Been standing up for feminism and shit.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. 10 times a day I stand up for feminism. My legs are killing me.
Just been fingering girls the wrong way. Nothing really. Yeah,
writing a lot of petitions. Writing a lot of petitions to keep guns out of our schools. What are you doing?
Yeah. My wrists are out of.
Doesn't Dylan bring look like bands? He is I don't an know. Anti? Doesn't he look like an anti fucking gun in school kid?
Dude, you look like a dyke. That's what
he looks like. Dylan looks like his girlfriend was shot in his school in front of him.
And he ran.
Yeah, he used her as a human shield, and now.
But now he gives schools. Like talks at other schools.
About
surviving.
Mm-hmm. Like Dylan at, like I hate the NRA.
Yeah, he made a shitty documentary about it.
Hell yeah! Yeah, there's an iPhone documentary of his girl getting shot up.
A documentary that got me my start.
Dylan, fuck your girl, dude.
Dylan, is that really your last name?
Yeah.
Wow.
Your last name?
Yeah, we haven't even touched that yet.
Negri.
Negri?
Yeah, you said it right.
Yeah. Dude, you know, I always want to get there, and it's such a low-hanging fruit, but then before we even can get to that, yeah, we think about all of the things that to make fun of about Dylan that we never get to.
Did you just tag him? Did you accidentally just say Dylan has a big dick?
No, he droops real low, and he's a fruit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, look, here's the thing. Skankfest is happening at the end of September in Houston. We are ramping up. We are now – essentially, in my mind, society's back open. Okay, I'm out there. I'm high-fiving people in the park. I'm jogging. I did try to work out today, by the way. But I got these jump ropes in the mail called cross rope, and they're weighted jump ropes. Like one of them weighs a pound, one's a half a pound, one's 2 pounds, and there's these different workout routines on an app. And it's a sponsor on believing me, not even on this show, but it's pretty cool. I was actually excited to go do this, and I go do it. The one workout is the heaviest rope that I have. And I go out to the park and I whip it around. And as soon as I whip it around, it smashes into all of my toes. And it sent shocking pain throughout my entire body. And I threw it down
loudly and scared people.
I swear to God, I did.
I know.
I screamed fuck as loud as I could.
Oh, you know, I'm just disgusted. Really, really giving me PTSD here. I could see it. Fuck! Oh,
fuck! Fuck you, cross rope!
Then he slams a thing down. That was your workout. You were all sweaty after screaming.
Dude, it was fucking brutal. Sick. It was brutal. And then I had to go home and I was like, fuck that. I'm going to start tomorrow. So.
Dude, Dylan.
Yeah.
Harrington's going to maul you up, dude. You're like the ex-girlfriend that turned into a lesbian. And he's just taking all that anger out on you.
Dylan, are you doing anything to keep in shape right now?
I'm doing a little bit, yeah. Also, I wanted to mention,
I talked to
Harrington on Instagram a little bit, and he did the same thing to me where out of nowhere he just mentioned he was working out. Oh, he was like, yeah, I'm in South Carolina. I was like, oh, yeah, you got family there. He's like, yeah, man, hanging out, working out, you know, just doing laps.
He's doing laps.
Cool.
What are you doing? You're knitting or some shit. Dylan, you're getting fucked up by Harrington.
I have technique.
Harrington could not be a bigger loser. And he's going to maul you.
I'm not going to be honest with you. I'm debating just bailing on training Harrington because Harrington is so bad. The only way Harrington wins this fight is that if Dylan is so much more of a weak bitch than we think he is, I think Dylan is a weak weak boy.
The only way Harrington is winning this fight is if Dylan is a pool.
Yes.
Dylan, have you considered like going to like the YMCA and like fighting up the ranks of homeless people to train for Harrington? Like a Street Fighter style tournament?
You gotta get a smell of like a homeless guy. You get used to the smell.
It's not what you think. It's not like Harrington is like just out of shape.
Oh, you know what? I think I did. Sorry.
Sorry.
The fuck was that?
I don't know.
It's me. I took it. My bad.
Kim's, that is the yell of somebody trying not to get yelled at.
Yeah. She's the reason her parents are getting divorced.
It's my fault right now. I promise it's my fault and I'm sorry.
I left it in her.
So here's the thing. Harrington is so...
ugly, like dumb, stupid,
smelly. And just so unathletic,
useless.
It's actually dangerous. It's to the point. Like, I don't know that Dylan can be that bad.
Dylan's getting mauled. The fact is, these are the facts. Dylan, you're a little bitch, and you're getting mauled by a loser who is Mike. I love Mike, but like he's a loser, and if he beats you up, dude, First things first, take your hood down.
No.
Take your hood down.
No.
What is it, raining?
I'm the underdog and I'll live with it. I got technique. It's good. No.
Come on, dude. Come on.
I don't know what you're from or what goes on over there, but we do technique over there. He has to land those punches.
You know what I like? Dylan right now is trying to like do like a thing where he's like confident and coming back at Colin, but he's still nervous and he's not thinking of the words that he's going to say.
Harrington's mauling you, dude. And that's sad. That is a sad day.
Maybe he will. Maybe Dylan is as much of a pussy as we think. Because Dylan's also like Dylan's a kid who fucks your girlfriend behind your back. right? That's Dylan.
Maybe, yeah. He's the girl that makes her cum for the first time.
Not even makes
Dylan
her cum.
Dylan is that girl that makes your girlfriend cum.
No, he's the guy that texts your girlfriend to be like, you know, he's not treating you right.
Yeah, he's cheating on you. Yeah. He's that guy. So, that. Dylan, you deserve the beatdown. The problem is,
maybe why you date Joe Dealey.
Harrington's the guy in this story that his girlfriend cheats on him with Dylan, and then Harrington comes in to try to beat up the guy that took his girl, and then the guy that took his girl beats him up, and it's just the saddest fucking day in Harrington's existence. Yeah. He has to change schools.
I want to see what type of homeless training Lewis is given to Harrington right now.
How sad is it that Harrington's girlfriend is the real ass podcast?
I want to see Lewis, like, it's like in Rocky where they make him chase a fucking chicken, but because like Harrington's homeless and like just chasing the bin man down the road, the fucking garbage man down the road.
I make Harrington search for pieces of chicken in a garbage bin.
Yeah. You gotta get it. You need to want the chicken. You're chasing the chicken, but it's gone off.
Harrington's just wearing that hat so he can have a roof over his head.
It is 100% why I'm wearing this hat, Kim.
Oh shit. So look, I have no faith in Harrington's ability to fight.
Coach. That's terrible.
You literally have homeless person merch. I can't believe that. It's homeless man merch.
Homeless man merch.
Lewis, it's a poor craftsman that blames his tools. If you can't get me past Dylan, maybe coaching just isn't the path for you.
Yeah. Maybe it's not, dude. You made me rethink everything.
Yeah, look at Lewis. He's not a fighting coach. I don't know what else to tell you.
Have you seen Henry Cejudo's coach? Lewis looks like he could beat the shit out of Cejudo's coach.
I can destroy Cejudo's coach. I could probably destroy Cejudo, to be honest with you. I'm pretty fucking badass. I'm huge. Here's the thing.
Really?
I don't know that I can bring Harrington to the place where he can even fucking come close to being in a real fight. He's just in such bad shape. So maybe I need to get him a new coach. We need to get you a real coach, Harrington.
Yeah.
I mean,
I like being the fight promoter. I feel like I have a vested interest in you know, having a great fight and making it fair.
Yeah.
I can't be, you know, I don't even remember what this fight's for. What does the winner get?
The Real Ass Podcast.
Yeah. T-shirt.
Engineer of the Real Ass Podcast.
Real Ass Podcast T-shirt. And the suit of our fight.
A t-shirt or a mug if we were still competent enough to make this.
What else?
All right. Thank you, Harrington. Thank you, Dylan. We're going to check in with them sporadically, guys. We're ramping back up. September 24th through 26th, 25th through 27th, we're going to be in Houston, Texas for Skankfest South, Secret Group. A lot of other special guests, a lot of comedians. Obviously, a lot of shifting around of the schedule. Over the next few months, we're going to be doing a lot of announcements. It's essentially a relaunching of Skankfest South. So if you got your tickets already, what's cool is you get access to the kickoff party. Anybody who purchased tickets at this point, we're opening the kickoff party on Thursday night to include everybody that already has tickets. So lots more stuff will be announced as we go on. Skankfest.net is the website. So grab your tickets there. Kim Congdon, what's going on? You were supposed to have a fight this summer?
Yeah.
A real fight.
In September, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm not, obviously, because
it's definitely not happening now.
No, absolutely not. I haven't. Yesterday was the first day I trained in like 2 months. So it's not happening because I was not good.
How you were taking jiu-jitsu pretty seriously. You're doing it, right?
I was.
You were starting to do everything. You were starting to train Muay Thai and boxing and everything?
Yeah.
Kim, I've trained with Kim. She can punch.
Yeah.
This bitch can fucking.
You should have said, I've dated Kim. She can punch.
Dude, she's got a fucking mean.
Yeah, I was really excited about it. I started training like 6 days a week for like probably like 3 weeks before it all stopped.
And you were really, really in. You were going to do an MMA fight.
I was in September.
No headgear.
I think the very first fight you do, you have to wear headgear or something like that. Whoa. Someone said the first fight you do, you wear headgear.
And how much did you know about this chick?
Nothing at all. I had no idea who she even was.
Do you know her name?
Yeah, but I don't remember it.
it's a pretty crazy thing to do.
It's really crazy. Cool. And the more I watch it, the more I was like, maybe I didn't want to do that because it looks fucking terrifying. But I was really into it when I was training.
So are you out now? Or are you not going to do it?
I don't know. I still am definitely going to do jujitsu, but I don't know about like actually fighting.
What was driving you to do it? Why did you want to do it a few months ago and now you don't?
Well, because I was good at it and it was fun. And literally that's it. But I mean, now I don't know. I was still scared to do it when I was training, but I don't know. I guess when you're training and you're like actually in it, you don't think about it as much. Yeah. But when you're out on the outskirts, and then I saw that fight with, what's her name? Joanna, whatever the fuck her face is, and the way her head looked after the fight. Yeah. And I was like, I don't really want to.
She was all lumped up. Well, yeah, then it couldn't go bad like that, right? You didn't know this chick and you're like,
you get the next. She fucking kicks me in the temple and I die and I don't have my comedy career because I wanted to try fucking MMA fighting. Sucks. Yeah.
I mean, look, the reality is I don't think something like that would happen. You know, it more than likely she's an amateur who's never done it as well. She's probably not a fucking killer like that. And even if she is, you know, you lose. It's pretty, I'll tell you right now, doing that fight against Ryan O'Neal was truly one of the coolest things that I've ever done.
Can I tell you right now, Harrington's in the chat confidently telling people that he smoked me in jujitsu. Mm-hmm. When in fact, one, he did not smoke me. He did win, but he also used like his fat, you know, when like he wasn't equally fighting me as if like we were equal people fighting. He was like using his fat advantage because he was physically fatter than me.
He was just using the strength. So here's the thing. This is what they do.
No.
In my son's jujitsu class, they do this, but they say this to the older kids. They're like, yeah, don't use strength, use technique.
Exactly.
And Harrington has no technique, obviously.
Yeah.
If Harrington and Kim were, by the way, he's bragging about beating a woman. This is who Harrington is. I want to point this out. He's bragging about beating a woman in the chat. If Kim and Harrington got into a physical fist fight, and I really fucking mean this, Kim would wreck Harrington's shit. There's no debate about this.
I hit really hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else to say.
If Harrington was trying to rape me, I would want to have Kim there for me.
If Harrington was trying to rape you, I'd want Kim to be there as well. That'd be hot.
Well, Francis is also in the chat. He said he has the footage.
Whoa. Can we see that, please?
Yeah, can you bring that up, Francis?
Please, Francis. Please.
No, because if I look fat in it, I'll be pissed.
I'll cut it out then. I'll cut it out.
Oh, shit. There we go. Some exclusive.
He said it's going to take a while to get it on the PC. But we have time, right?
Yeah, we're doing a four-hour podcast today.
Yeah, Francis.
I'm not staying here for 4 hours.
Kim, relax. Well,
you guys got 4.5 more minutes before I get off and play Fortnite. No, but let's talk about your dead mom for 5 more minutes and let's go. Come on.
No, we're not really doing a 4-hour podcast. I'm kidding, obviously. I would love to see the footage between Kim and Harrington. There's something about just showing up and just testing yourself like that. It's
and fucking, he was like, I could, you know, like he was like pushing on me, like I could smell his face on my, you know, when you tap because you just want to be out of the situation.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of Harrington on me.
And he was grinding on you. He probably liked it. Fucking pervert.
He did. Yeah, I could tell he liked it.
Kim.
It was sick.
Was he a little hard? Not fully hard. Did it feel a little full?
I don't know. I blocked it out. You know when a girl gets raped and she stares at the wall and she like blacks out? I did that.
All too well.
I've heard it so many times in the courtroom.
Sometimes they come. You know that?
Ones rape?
The ones who get raped. Sometimes when women are getting raped.
They come.
Yeah, they come.
Dude, it's got to suck to be the next guy that fucks her willingly.
It's something to do with that big black dick.
Can you imagine that? And then you're hitting up your racist every day. Like, what you doing at like 2 a.m.?
Yeah, I've read about that, dude. There's something about a girl getting raped and coming that like really intrigues me, right? You into that, Lewis?
Oh, calm down.
No. Come on.
Building a love connection.
I read something the other day where I guess they did a study where they said
I've never met a girl come and I raped her. So that's all I'm saying.
Women will get wet and like self-lubricate to avoid sort of being hurt. So they're not actually being turned on.
It's a defense mechanism.
Yeah, but I just feel like that's also not true. I feel like they say that because they're like, they don't want these girls to feel bad about getting all turned on by the rapes.
Lewis gets it. Yeah. They want to get pinned down by a bunch of
It's not that they want to get pinned down in the middle of it.
It's not their fault. If the rapist has that thing, like,
yeah. The rapist just has that Dominican accent. It just sounds, yeah, I get it.
Look, it's just that is it
self-defense or going with the flow?
There's little kids who, when their mom was spanking them when they were little kids, would get turned on while their mom spanked them. Yeah. You know, it's not like they didn't even realize it until it's happening. So you have to assume that there's a woman out there who's like, oh,
shit. Is that a chance card in Monopoly?
But there's a woman who's like turned on by it when it happens. It's definitely out there.
For sure. Most of them, dude. If you ask me, I'd say
all of them.
Yeah, 9 times out of 10, if I rape a girl,
she loves it. She's fucking way in.
Yeah, hell yeah. I like you.
How did Little Richard die, Shannon? I don't even know.
Let's guess.
Oh my God, I forgot about that again.
Let's guess.
And I forgot who he was again.
He's a pioneer of rock and roll.
Heart attack. I'm saying heart attack.
I'm saying.
He was real old.
Did he die?
Diabetes.
Fuck, you stole it from me. Okay, he was jogging down a white neighborhood and they shot him in the back of the head.
Keep shopping cops.
He was jogging where he should not have been jogging.
You never talked about that at all, by the way. We should guess the news on that because I know nothing about that. I know that that's a bad one because when Anthony Cumia is silent, you're like, oh shit, you know this black guy.
You didn't see the video yet?
I actually haven't
it ain't good yet.
Oh, it's fucking
it's
horrible.
It's an Anthony Cumia like game where you chasing.
It's honestly, it seems like it's written. It's like it's like a dude in the back of the truck aiming. They like parked in front of him so they could stop and like point their guns as he came by.
Let's see it,
it's
guys.
Wild.
Okay, real quick. I'm gonna answer the Little Richard thing real quick, and then Francis has the video if you want to watch that, and then we'll move on to that.
Hell yeah.
Okay,
is that
sure.
What we're doing?
Sure.
Okay, so little Richard was 78 years old, and he died from bone cancer.
Bone cancer.
Oh man!
Oh, so weak.
Was it the extra bone in his foot?
Yeah.
No, it was the one shoved up his ass. You know nothing about Little Richard.
Yeah. No, he was gay. I know that.
He was super gay.
I'm sorry.
Tutti Frutti was originally about gay anal sex.
That's what his dad called him.
Changed the lines.
I love he was super gay. Not like Zach, he was just regular gay. He was
half gay. No, yeah, he was out there gay. And then he got super Christian.
Exactly.
And it's awkward.
Zach can transition into super gay. He morphs in like a Pokemon.
I go into a phone booth and get stuck.
Yeah.
He used to wear like makeup, right? And wear like silly outfits.
That's like the least interesting thing about him. Is that he wearing makeup?
I watched the Elton John movie the other day.
Nice.
And nice. Elton John was fucking super gay. Mm-hmm. Super gay.
Still is gay to this day, actually. Still is gay.
Yeah, hasn't lost it.
No. You dingy. Well, he's actually.
You think he would outgrow it?
He's actually kind of less gay, actually. Let's be honest.
Was Elton John good looking when he was younger? Because they made him good looking in the movie, and I don't remember him ever being good looking. I thought he was always a chubby little fucking Austin Powers looking motherfucker.
Ginger English fucking.
Dude, there's a video of Elton John playing in Central Park. And he has a Donald Duck full outfit on, like with a head, and it looks like cocaine. The concert.
Shout out to fucking,
like he's so coked up, and there's literally guys like sitting on the stage in like half shirts who you know are just other gay dudes that are waiting to do drugs the second he's done.
Elton John doesn't actually get enough fucking shout out for like being a fucking badass.
Like Elton John's music was awesome.
His music is great. And then obviously he's like a fruit, but like he fucking crushes it, dude. Look at the way he dresses up. Like that's everything he does.
He was also in the closet back then, right? He was wearing those outfits and he was pretending to be straight.
He was married.
Yeah, that's
I went to an Elton John concert when I was 15 and I was like, this fucking sucks. And I left.
Are you kidding me? You went to an Elton John concert?
Front row and I left.
What was that, like 2 years ago? How old are you?
Yeah. Thank you, Daddy. I don't know. Hey,
that's crazy. You went to and you left.
Yeah, we were like, this stinks. This music sucks.
He's a bad performer today. That these are the facts. Yeah, he sucks today. But his songs are great, and he's like the ultimate.
Every fucking song is great. Literally every song. It's crazy how many good songs he has. I watched that movie, and I'm just like fucking in. You know. I was about to say in heaven. I'm a faggot. I gotta be honest with you guys. I'm truly a homosexual.
You know what the problem with it? He came out of the closet and then suddenly his music fucking plummeted.
Yeah.
It sounded like gurgling.
You saw it with that fucking gay sort of
when he was hiding it. When he was hiding it, he was a great artist. As soon as he became, hey, I'm gay.
It's like when Metallica quit drinking.
Exactly. Exactly. When Lewis lost all the weight, it's just like, whatever, dude. No one cares anymore.
Show me Harrington and Kim grappling. I want to see this.
I don't want to see it.
All right, let's see. You have it.
And stop calling him Francis. He's a man. His name is Frank.
His name is Francis.
Oh, this is at the Gas Digital Studio CC.
Yeah, I remember I got really bad rug burn for this, too. I still literally have a scar on my ankle from him. It makes me so angry every time I have to see it.
What are you doing? Harrington versus Kim?
Harrington versus Kim. And Harrington
they're rolling on the floor of that Gas Digital? Nice.
Not the only time someone has rolled on the floor of Gas Digital.
That's what I got from this war. I think this is how Corona started.
Harrington has a tea cozy on his head.
Can we have fast-forwarded this, please, and not gotten the intro?
Why is Harrington dressed like a lamp at an Indian restaurant?
Harrington has a cup of coffee in his mouth. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Harrington is going fucking wild.
Do you see how he's using his strength and not to...
Oh, shit. Oh, he fucking slammed you. That's not okay. Come on, man. Dude.
He's, like, squeezing her head too hard. She's a woman.
Yeah. His pants are always, like, two inches too low.
I don't know what that means.
It looks like he's trying to pet her.
Well, he's just literally pressing his breasts into her face.
I got milk from that in my mouth.
Just
and at this point, I was like, this is not what I wanted.
Was there a submission being done here, or was he just simply suffocating you with his face?
Yeah, he was choking me.
With what?
Oh, like, and then he reaches out, was in like, as if it was like neutral. Look at his fucking old head.
Oh, man. We almost broke the studio.
Kim.
What?
You let Harrington fucking beat you.
I know she did, but if I was there, I'd be like kicking him in the back of the head. I can't watch this. Some guy beat
him. He's just rolling into her. It's like, imagine a fucking, a car were just backing up into you. You're like, what would you do with that? Like, you're just like, I was guessing he's going to be fucking crushed by this car.
Can we change it? I don't want to see myself underneath Harrington any longer.
All of his hair oil is on your face.
Look how white is the lower area of his back is.
Okay. Yeah, his stomach's on my pussy. Can we change it?
Kim, what did you say? He used his strength and not his technique. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
What does that mean? I don't know what that means. I don't know.
That means he wasn't like when I roll with guys, a lot of the times they're like biologically stronger than me, but they'll like equalize their strength. So we're kind of using the same strength and just both using technique.
So it's just all technique.
Harrington was just like pressing down and like throwing me as hard as he could.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It looks like you're teaching him how to hug.
I wouldn't mind. It's the best sex Harrington ever had.
Jeez, look at his fucking gut.
I want to lose.
Is he still here?
No ass either. Harrington has no ass. Look at that.
Big is he still here?
I hope not.
Yeah, he's here.
Bring him back. Bring him back in.
So, all right. Well, let's move on. What happened with this guy? What's the guy's name? Amara. What is it?
I think it's Ahmad.
Oh, shit. The chat is lit up.
What are they saying? Are they upset with Harrington?
Then you're a faggot, Lewis.
They would never say that about me.
No, they're not. No. They said you're the N-word. That's what they said.
Well, that's half true.
He's half an N-word.
So
justice for Kim. Hashtag justice for Kim. Yeah, I'm on board. Justice for Kim. Hashtag justice for Kim.
What happened with this video? Show me this. Shannon.
One second.
How do you not have it ready?
I asked someone else to pull it up for me and haven't received it. So,
wow. Throwing Frank under the bus.
No, not it's not Francis. It's not Francis.
Throwing Dylan under the bus.
It's me. Come on. You know, let's do some plugs really quick while she's pulling this up. Not the additional footage, Shannon. The fucking footage. The footage. There's famous footage. Jesus Christ. Ooh. Plugs. Column.
I'll be right back. I'm going to grab a drink.
Oh, yeah. Check out my podcast, Big Dogs. You know, I'm pretty sure if you've ever heard me on this podcast before. You've listened to Big Dogs. And then I'm starting a new podcast next week. It's called The Wizard of Pod. We're calling Terrell. You can probably get the first episode right now, I'm guessing.
Hell yeah, dude.
You can check that out. Real Big Dog. Real spin-off from the Real Ass Podcast. So,
Alex.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Alex Scar, and check out Broad Topics, TOPIX, on Gas Digital every Thursday at 9:30, and available for free on iTunes and YouTube every Monday.
Kim Congdon.
Follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram, on TikTok at Kim Congdon. Check out Broad Topics. And that's it.
Zach will be back in a minute, guys. Make sure you guys subscribe, gasdigitalnetwork.com. We are giving away a 30-day free trial. Up until May 15th, we're doing a free 30-day trial of Gas Digital Premium. You get access to this show, Broad Topics, Legion of Skanks, Believe You Me, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Legion of Skanks. Did I say that already? There's 22 incredible shows here on the network. There's not a better value in the world. $7 a month if you use the promo code RAP30. If you keep the membership. If you don't keep the membership, that's fine. Just take the 30-day free trial. That's okay as well. A lot of things are happening in the world right now. A lot of moving pieces. I'm hoping that you guys will be able to see me on the road sooner than later. I'm telling you right now, I've already heard about places that are sort of opening back up at 35% capacity, 40% capacity, 25% capacity. I'm going to...
Are you sure you can reach those numbers?
I'm going to do a little traveling. I'm telling you right now, I want to get on stage. I don't really give a shit about making money on these shows. I'd rather go and just find a place where I can go and do some shows over a weekend. So I'm going to announce some dates very soon.
Dude, let me open for you. I'll go 100%.
Free. Let's do it.
I'll drive myself. I'll cycle. I'll get a city bike. I'll cycle to wherever.
Me, Colm, and Zach are coming to a town very, very soon.
That's not Zach. I will go anywhere you want me to go. I'll open for you for free.
I know. I know you will. You're a fucking loser. Zach.
Good job. I thought you were going to say real ass, but okay.
What do you have to plug?
Follow me on Instagram, Zach Is Not Funny. Check out my other show on the network, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, every Friday at midnight, and Catalyst Wrestling here on the Gas Digital Network every Saturday morning at 11 a.m.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Fuck yeah. So, all right, Shannon, do you find the actual video now? It's a very, very famous video at this point.
I believe so.
For a second, whoa, who's in the car? That's
just watch the video through, you fucking dumbass.
But who's videotaping in the car?
We don't
another
know.
Person.
Just a person.
Well, so, okay.
Does someone want at the best part? Wait. Not the best part. But.
Jesus, Kim.
Why don't we stop and someone explain what the video looks like before we watch it together?
No? This guy gets shot.
All right, go. Keep on playing the video. It's fine. Jesus.
Oh, he fell over.
That dude was in the back of the truck shooting like he was like aiming from the truck, and the other dude had a gun as well.
Like it's fucking Fortnite.
They were a father and son?
Father was a retired cop. And son, and they said that he was, that they suspected him of a string of recent burglaries. He was jogging in khakis. That's the defense that he had khakis on. What kind of jogger wears khakis?
Well, it's also true. It's strange. But, you know, I've watched black kids play basketball in dress shoes and jeans.
Yeah.
So maybe you've never been to the hood before. Wow. That is fucking, that's pretty crazy.
Not the devil's advocate. So the deal is that came out now. Is that this guy and Jesus Christ, they both look like two generations of me.
Sean Donnelly and who's the older guy?
after he shaved his beard for like charity.
So apparently there was a construction site in the neighborhood that this black dude had walked around for 2 minutes and then kept jogging. So that is the defense. People are saying that he was scoping out the area or something. But apparently there's footage of him walking around some construction site and continuing his jog.
Yeah. I mean, look, if he's robbing people and just you know, running through a neighborhood. I mean,
I don't think he's actually.
I don't think he's robbing anybody. I think the guy's jogging.
No. We got to figure out a way to make this guy guilty. Come on.
You don't know
the Real Ass Podcast. Jesus Christ, Zach. Relax. So he was.
I always want to take the other side. Trust me.
So he stole these khaki pants. Where did he get these khaki pants?
Dude, why is this black man so slow and caught by it?
Yeah, seriously. How, if he wasn't.
I've never seen a black man caught by a truck.
Well, not in front of it, at least.
Yeah, it's fucked up. I mean, I don't know anything really about the story. I know that people are pretty fucking upset about it. And like I said, if I see Anthony Cumian not really being vocal about it, if I see him being silent, I was like, all right, this poor black kid.
Then you knew he did it.
Yeah, this poor black kid. Oh, boy.
Cumian. It's a real tough one to wrap your head around.
Cumian said this one out.
Give me his DMs to the guys going, this is, man, I respect you, but I can't publicly back you right now. Yeah. You know, sales are down.
It's like the messages Ari's friend sent him. Wow. Hey, man, listen, I get it, but.
Dude, funny as hell, but, you know, Kobe is Kobe, so.
Shannon, what was this other story you sent me about? Men doing an interview saying that having huge penises are like a handicap and a burden.
Yeah, hold on, I'm gonna pull it up.
They tried to interview me, but I was busy.
Washing the underside of my dick takes me all day. Yeah, I've heard that before. I've heard from women that huge penises are a little bit of look at Alex and Kim. Like, have you now? I've heard from women as I'm crying and they're patting me on the back.
I heard all women hate really big dicks. They just are. They think.
Yeah, what's your experience with big dicks?
Shut the fuck up! I don't hear about it. Meet the men.
Well, my first biggest dick.
It's not Lewis. We know that.
Meet the men who clean.
Have you ever been fucking Lewis and been like, oh, I wish it was a big dick?
They have the biggest penises in the world and how they cope.
Oh, Lewis. I don't know, by looking down for a second.
I tell you, a real ass, Lewis.
There is too big. Come on. Come on, Kim.
Yeah, he's real ass, not real dick.
Okay.
God damn it. Put her on the board. She gets 2 points for that one. Fuck.
All right, let me.
God damn it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I dropped that.
Hell yeah. That's a guy with a big dick hitting a drum set.
Okay, so this guy says it's thicker than his wrist.
This guy's famous. He has the biggest dick in
this guy's dick is silly.
There's a difference between a very thick one and a big one though.
It's 13.5 inches.
That's big.
What about a small dick that's hard all the time?
He's also a New Yorker. He's local.
Alex knows him. He's a New Yorker.
It says it's hampered his career as film. He's an actor. As film directors are sometimes put off by his manhood fame.
Of course, yeah.
So hold on, but it's only your manhood fame is only out there because you fucking put it out there, you big dick dickhead.
No way. He's taking
pictures like that.
Lewis, give him.
Yeah,
give
he's obnoxious. Those shorts are stupid.
Lewis, give him a podcast. On,
but also, look at his face.
Digital. Lewis, would you give this guy a podcast on Gas Digital?
Look at his fucking face and double chin.
Yeah, his face is such that I would never learn that he has a big dick. Like, I would never get to that point with him.
It's crazy because he has small dick face.
Yeah.
Also the guy we've talked about him on the show before that he got stopped at airport security because they thought his dick was something else. This guy
can't stop making fucking noise about how big his dick is.
Here's the question, Lewis, would you give this guy a show on Gas Digital?
Only if he talks with his penis.
It's called like big dick episode or some shit.
No, why would I do that, Colin?
Well, because you already handing out to so much.
I thought Irish people could hold their liquor better.
Yeah, maybe not.
Here's the next guy.
Ew.
Yeah, they're all disgusting human beings.
All right, but let's see the deck, though. Keep scrolling. Oh.
No. That is not a real thing I'm looking at.
It has a cast on.
I want to sign it.
Yeah, with your phone number.
He says he should be able to be registered as disabled.
You should. That's
it hangs to his knees. Can you scroll up again? I think it literally hangs to his knees.
Yeah, Shannon, past I thought that knees. This article was going to be just men that have big dicks complaining about having big dicks. And I was like, cool, I love this.
They are. No,
these are freakishly big dicks. Obviously, these guys have problems with it. Shannon, guys that have awesome big dicks, like 8-inch, 9-6, they love their lives. They're not fucking complaining about it. Their lives rule.
Yeah, these dudes have elephantitis, not big dicks.
Horse dick. I mean, what?
Every once in a while, some girl's like, ooh, I'm too tight. Like, oh my God, what a fucking world this guy lives in. Fuck.
So he says he's not able to kneel down. And it's 18.9 inches.
Yeah, no, he would come out of your mouth, I think.
He can't wear a uniform. It's a whole thing.
Pint
he
nine,
just walks around like that all day?
Yeah, your pants.
That sucks.
He just walks around like Winnie the Pooh.
Can't have a third sleeve in his pants.
Sir, I promise you, we can figure out something better than this.
A skirt?
Something. There's an answer that's not this.
He does look like an Indian Winnie the Pooh. It's cracking me up. His shirt is the same color.
I've tried everything. Yeah.
Winnie the Pooh's in the street.
this guy we've seen before.
Yeah, we've definitely seen this guy.
I used to be a woman.
Is his dick hard?
I don't even see a dick there.
No, there's a dick right there.
Look I don't think they. I don't think they show his. But we've seen his on the show before. He was on with his girlfriend.
Oh, he was.
Oh, he came on the show.
He looks like one of the door ladies at the Comedy Store.
Yeah.
I know exactly who you're talking about, by the way.
Thank you. The one that looks like me, yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was on because he was accused of shoplifting because of the bulge in his pants, and it was just his big dick.
I would purposely shoplift and put things under my big dick.
For sure.
You'd never get caught because then you'd pull out the front of your dick and be like, it's just a dick, and then underneath it, taped.
Oh, you steal like leg warmers and shit.
Right. You just put a pen back there and you tape it to the back and you only show them the front.
Anyways. I think I wanted to talk about this because I thought it was a different subject. And then as I started talking about it, I was like, I don't really want to hear about Kim's opinions of huge dicks.
Oh, no, you don't?
You don't need to hear my opinions on huge dicks. You know
brought
them.
Up. Why weren't you brought up?
She loves him so much.
It's preferable.
She loves him so much, goddamn.
But those were actually genuinely too big. It's like better than having a conversation about like the right size big dicks.
Those were two big dicks.
So my dick's not right too small. I'll tell you that much.
What?
I've never heard that.
What?
I've never heard it's too big. I've never heard it's too small. I've also never heard it's just right.
Just right.
Nobody's ever said that either.
It must be just right.
Usually women are silent about it. They give me the Anthony Cumia treatment on my dick.
They're passed out.
It's not good.
Yeah. They're drugged.
Someone said, save him, Kim. It's Mother's Day. That's fucking hilarious.
Oh, I hate my fucking life. Last thing I wanted to talk about, I was made fun of. Was it on this show that I was made fun of where I said I wanted to do drive-in comedy shows?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I did. And now they're fucking doing them. They stole my idea.
It's a great idea.
They're already doing drive-through strip clubs.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you only go to a strip club to get a lap dance. Going to the private room, right? Nobody's going there just to like watch a chick shake her ass in front of you.
It's cool if she dances like on the hood of the car.
She's gonna fuck up the hood of my car. Get off my start bonking my horn like the bird.
Yeah, Alex, you're assuming these are hot white strippers.
Yeah, dude. Get your fucking fat ass off the hood of my car, you pig.
Have you ever seen the strippers that exist?
Yeah, you're fucking.
I guess not.
Turn the windshield wiper fluid on.
Get this dog off my fucking bonnet. Get this dog off my screen.
Yeah, they've got to figure out a way to make some shit happen. What about Kim? You said in Florida the restaurants are open, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any comedy shows?
Not yet. I don't think so. They're just like, we went to a restaurant today, but you had to, when you walked in, you had to order at the front desk. Like you looked at the menu, you ordered as if it was to go. And then they sat everyone like separately.
What do you mean?
Like everyone was like 6 feet apart.
And it was like pretty spaced out.
Yeah. And they just let a certain amount of people in at a time. But like jujitsu classes are open.
Gyms are up and down there. Maybe go to Florida for a little bit.
It's been nice. The weather's been nice. It's been like 87 every day. It's been fucking great.
I gotta do something.
Texas is open up to 25%. They have bars and stuff open.
I know. I talked to the secret group today and they said that they're finding out on May 20th whether or not they can start having shows again. So we'll see what happens. All right, look, we're gonna wrap this one. This has been fun. Broad Topics. Make sure you guys go download Broad Topics. These girls are the fucking best. Love having them on the network. Colin Terrell, I don't know where he went. He's just somewhere, but we should all hang up before he gets back, which is the funniest way to end the show. So he has no idea. And that's that. Zach, thank you very much. Shannon, thank you very much. Guys. Everyone, thanks for hanging out and watching. Please, everyone, quickly hang up as quickly as possible so Colin doesn't know.
We should wait till right when he sits down and then hang up.
So everybody click leave meeting.
Yeah, as soon as he sits down.
Once I end it, it'll stop. So I'll just wait for him to come back and I'll end it.
Where'd he go?
I don't know.
He went to get another beer, definitely.
What if he killed himself? How cool would that be?
You just need 2 feet drop into the shot.
Kim, are you going to play Fortnite right now?
Uh-huh.
I'll play.
All right.
Alex, you want to play?
Alex, are you about to get joined? Damn. Yep.
There's an issue with my audio on there, but I might have to call somebody. Yeah.
The game is Protect the Princess. That's what we call it.
It's okay if I do it abruptly, right? As soon as he comes back, ending it. Okay.
Alex, what's your screen name? It's fucking ridiculous.
Gay. It's really gay. It's Princess Star 115. It's awful.
Like a 7-year-old.
Why would you do that?
I made it like 10 years ago, but I was still 17. It was around when I wrote that diary. It's all like, I was not good back then.
Alex found her childhood diary, and she read it on the podcast about when she lost her virginity and gave her first blowjob and all the details. It was really good.
That's fucking awesome. Go listen to that. That sounds literally like jerk offable material.
It is.
It's some crazy shit. I'm like.
Yeah. So I waited for my parents to go to bed at 5:30 p.m.
I'm like, the party last night was really fun. Leah made me hook up with a guy in front of her because she's just weird like that. And I'm a little nervous that pictures were taken, but all in all, it was a really fun night.
Yeah. She was saying,
is that the plot of the movie 13? Remember that movie 13?
That movie was so good, and I watched it like 200 times when I was 13 years old because I wanted to be just like those girls.
Oh, you love it. You're like, these girls are so cool.
I was like, they're so fucking cool. They're blowing these black dudes in the park after doing acid. They're so cool.
I know, it bothered me.
Well, look at you now, baby.
And here I am living my dream.
That's all, folks.